The bite this spring has been mostly redfish, red drum, spot-tail bass. Folks know them by lots of different names. We're catching them on soft plastics, live bait, such as shrimp. There's white shrimp that have survived the winter. They call it overwintered, as well as dead bait, like dead shrimp. All are good baits for those fish, redfish, or sometimes locals will call them just bass. The bite's been pretty good. Usually when we're finding some cleaner water, doesn't have to be super clean, but with all the rain that can wash down to the coast, you know, one area can be clean one day and really murky the next. So water color, while not the most important thing, is pretty important. Having good clean water is a plus. When bait is available and abundant, likely the fish are going to be there as well. So when you're fishing areas with plenty of bait fish working, birds are working the bait, that's likely going to be a productive area. Redfish have been good. Sea trout bite, we're hearing more action in recent days. Most of these fish that we're hearing on are being caught on mud minnows. That's not to say that they won't take soft plastics and a variety of baits as well. Sea trout are primarily sight feeders, so you want that clean water, particularly for sea trout. The bite's been pretty good, and as we go into the summer and the conditions get a little warmer, we get more bait pushing in, anticipate the bite to continue to heat up. We already have some big fish in our waters. There's some big red drum, some big predator fish. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on!